Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. Iran is fearful as they look at a Trump administration in Washington. That's the headline. In a moment, Shahram Haidian will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Since you were born in Iran, I wanted to talk first with you about the situation in Iran. They're a little bit concerned about Donald Trump coming in as president, the possibility that he might try to change the nuclear deal. Give us an insight into what's Iran doing at this point in time, and are they really scared of Donald Trump?
I'm not surprised that the Islamic regime is spouting what they are in relationship to these elections. It is historic. And I think they are looking at the fact that very likely this deal could be torn up and the United States would remove itself. I think this is a situation to what we saw with the election of Ronald Reagan. The way that Iran was posturing itself with Jimmy Carter, of course, with the hostage crisis starting in 1979, and then look what happened when Ronald Reagan took over. And on the very day of the inauguration, the Ayatollah released the hostages back then. And I think that, you know, Iran right now is posturing. I think they are scared for various reasons. I think things are going to be very different in this administration in regards to what appeared to be, Dr. DeYoung, under Obama, a doctrine of just absolute appeasement. We were bending over backwards to appease Iran. Of course, there was connections within the administration. Valerie Jarrett, who was one of the Obama confidants in the White House. Her parents lived in Iran. She's half Iranian. You then have the son-in-law of John Kerry, who is Iranian, who's connected to the higher-ups in the Iranian regime. I think Iran should be concerned, and I think we should remove ourselves from this deal that released $150 billion to the number one sponsor of jihadism, terrorism in the world.
Iranian-born broadcast partner Shahram Haidian with this report on Iran and a President Trump perspective. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Iran is a key player in the end-of-time scenario which will unfold in the Middle East. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Iran is first mentioned as Persia in Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 5. That was the name of the Islamic Republic in the Middle East until 1936. Today, Iran is on a list of Middle Eastern nations who plan to try and destroy the Jewish state of Israel. This will come about as they align themselves with other Middle Eastern nations, and it will happen in the first 6 months of the tribulation period. That's Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 8 and 5, when Israel is dwelling safely in the land. This scenario is absolute. Bible prophecy will indeed be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...